How do you treat people who mistreat animals? Like criminals? It's food for thought. Have gender roles done more harm than good in families? Now think about that again. Now these are some of the thoughts that we'll hear expressed today on I Beg to Differ, the debate. So let's get straight to it. Welcome to day two of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ quarterfinals. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, so you do well to connect to the live streams. I'm Femi Obong Daniels, and I'm never alone.
That's right. I'm always with him, but I'm not God. I am Yvonne Okaifo, Lagos. You always know, you already know our judges, but, you know, just to remind you, we have Dr. Chike Mbeadiche, who is the head of Department of Communications at Media and Cultural Studies, Pan Atlantic University here in Lagos. We also have Judge Ishioma Againe, who is the head of legal and administration for AIM Group, while Judge Amabasi Ekove is the program officer at Budget, and Judge Ufuma Egbamunu is the news manager for Cool Wazobia Info.
School FM, Wazobia FM, and Nigeria Info. I don't like the School Wazobia Info thing. Nobody understands it. Anyway, special thanks to our partners. They are Obiwizi, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. Now, Obiwizi is your go-to guy for gadgets, okay? Booker Hut, they are offering outdoor catering services this festive season. And you'll get a great deal on your outdoor catering if you tell them you are from Nigeria Info. Code word. Code phrase, code two words, Nigeria Info. Anyway, Stover Industries, they are makers of Swiss air freshener and body care products, and they're giving the participants gift packs containing their products. Interesting.
That's right. For sponsorship or partnership, it's not too late. Don't say, they are now in the quarterfinals. Do we see half time? Yes, you do have time. You can come in now ahead of the nationals that will take place next year, okay? So call 070-3498-4352 or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. The number again is 070-3498-4352.
And let me be the first to say, if you want to be a part of I Beg to Differ, the debates for early in 2024, and you miss the opportunity to get on this one, begin to talk to us now.
That's right.
Now, for early. Get ready for January. Okay? Let's have that conversation now. What's that contact again?
070-3498-4352. Or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Brilliant. So let's go to our contestants for this hour. Theophilus Kaba and Claire Mika. They will debate the topic: people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. I like the use of rhyme. People who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. And at 5 p.m., Mary Uke Ashia and Naomi Richard will debate the topic: gender roles have done more harm than good in families. So, two debates as usual. Let's go to the first fiery debate of two today. Let's meet these two amazing individuals, starting with Theophilus Kaba, 15 years of age, SS3 student of Ideal Crystal Schools. Theo, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
I have no doubt. His opponent, Claire Mika, 16, SS3 student of Newhall International School. Claire, are we good to go?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I don't trust you because I've seen you do this. And then the thing and starts.
And then when it starts.
Well,
okay. Ooh, in the playoffs, Kaba Theophilus debated that childbearing shouldn't be regulated in the round of 16. He debated children should be allowed to decide whether or not to obtain university education. His opponent, who is seated to my right, Klemeka, argued that traditional rulers shouldn't be given constitutional powers in the playoffs. In the round of 16, she argued that black tax wasn't slavery in disguise.
Before we go into that debate, let me seize this opportunity to say a warm thank you. And I'm going to start with you, Yvonne, because it's easy to thank everyone else and forget the amazing work you've done producing and every time I see you, I feel you've lost 2 kilos since the debate started. So amazing work putting all these things together. It befuddles the mind because we're all busy people. And it's also credence to these students who at this time of year, you'd probably think, shouldn't they be getting set for their exams or stuff like that?
And they still have the time.
Yes, and then all the sacrifice that they put into prepping and all of that. And we salute you, young ones. You are brilliant. The team, you guys are amazing. Everybody from Ufoma and the news team, amazing guys, to Ken, Olamide, and the guys who make sure that we're digitally represented, Tunde Ayo, everybody. If I left everybody out, please, profound apologies. Thank you for all that you do.
Okay, Lagos, it is time to debate. You've met Kaba Theophilus, who is 15 years old, a student of Ideal Crystal School. And you've met Klemeka, who is 16, a student of New Hall International School. And they will debate the topic. People who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. Lady, gentlemen, you know the tradition already. I've got two folded pieces of paper in my palm. This will determine how you debate, okay? Remember, you'll each get 3 rounds. You'll get the presentation, the rebuttal, and the closing rounds, okay? Well, I'm shaking these little things in my palm now, and you will pick simultaneously.
As that goes on, remember that judges will award points. Who's trying to eat up my microphone? The judges will award points based on the number, the quality, and originality of every unique point you make. The judges will also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. There is a chance that you could tie after the 3 rounds. If that happens, you'll engage in a tiebreaker round. For that round, you'll switch sides on the topic. You'll have 5 minutes to argue the position previously argued by your opponent. 5 minutes, one off, and that's it. If we have clarity, we're good to go. So let's figure out how you guys have chosen.
I'll start with you, Kaba.
I'm opposing.
You are opposing the motion that people who mistreat animals should not be tried like criminals. Okay, that leaves Claire with this. Why are you smiling like that, Claire? You've got such a smile on you. I mean, I know you smile all the time, but why is this one special? It looks like you're like, this is what I want.
I'm always curious to see if you were hoping.
I agree.
For, you know, the other side of
you know in a bit.
Okay.
How about you, Theo?
Anything.
Now that's the confidence of a man who is ready to win 1 million.
Where do they sell these kinds of brains?
I don't know.
I couldn't even concentrate on one single topic.
All right, Lagos, we'll give these kids a short breather. We will come back and then you will hear the presentation round, starting with the motion supporter, Claire Mika.
We are now in the quarterfinals of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition. Lagos, Nigeria, meet your quarterfinalists. Akilosayo Charles faces Emmanuel Bethel.
When you have a plan to remove something that has been in existence, come with at least all these social safety measures.
While Ogunemega Magrimore faces Minanengyo Fori David.
The issue of corruption affects almost every part of Nigeria, and in the span of 90 days, INEC and these lawmakers.
Kaba Theophilus will lock horns with Claire Mika.
Rather than enslaving and coercing individuals, black tax actually promotes a sense of community support.
And Mary Uke Ashia will meet Naomi Richard.
The government that we voted into office, they do not take our interests by heart. Instead, they go there to sweep policies to suit their desires.
It's a battle of wits and rhetoric. Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate season 6. 32 debaters, now 8. One winner, one
million naira.
I am Yvonne Ohaifo. Join Femi Obong Daniels and me as we continue this journey together. Supported by Obiwizi, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. For sponsorship, please call 070-3498-4352 or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Welcome back. It is debate time and we are smarting to
go. That's right. The topic for this hour is people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. The motion supporter is Claire Micah. The motion opposer is Kaba Theophilus. Claire, your 3 minutes start now.
Did you know that in the last year, 19 convicted murderers, 22 child rapists, and 99 people guilty of child cruelty had also been cautioned for animal cruelty offences? Good evening to the moderators, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, ever attentive audience, and my co-debater. My name is Claire Mika, and I'm a student of New Holland International School, Lekki. Today, I'm going to give you reasons why I support the motion, people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. To begin, sentient beings. According to a 2016 Quebec law, animals are not things. They are sentient beings that have biological needs. So by recognizing that the fact that animals have, you know, they're capable of feeling pain, fear, and distress, it is our duty to minimize experiences that can harm them, and we can do so by criminalizing those who mistreat them. Moving on, linked to human violence. One 21-year study showed that 70% of individuals who had abused animals went on to commit other crimes. Also, that same study showed that 100% of individuals who had committed several homicides have a history of animal abuse. On that note, those who mistreat animals should be treated like criminals because they should be tried like criminals because they actually are criminals. Furthermore, dissuasion effects. When individuals see that those who mistreat animals are held criminally accountable, they would be compelled to think twice before engaging in other more heinous crimes. In addition, promotion of responsible ownership. The fact that according to worldfoundationanimal.org, 50 million animals have died as a result of torture. Now, this is evident that those who own animals are oblivious to the fact that having an animal comes with actual responsibilities. So by criminalizing those who mistreat them, they would have no other choice but to treat their animals with love and care. Also, stigmatization of cruelty. In Romania, 86.3% of those interviewed thought it was normal to see homeless animals being killed and abused. But by criminalizing those who mistreat animals, it would send a clear message to those people that mistreating animals is a behavior that is unacceptable in the society. Additionally, reducing animal trafficking. In January 2021, the Nigerian Customs Service intercepted a container at the Apapa port in Lagos. The container was filled with 2,772 pieces of elephant tusks, 162 sacks of pangolin scales, and 103 kg of lion skulls and wildcat skulls. Now, by criminalizing animal cruelty, these individuals who engage in such illegal activities would stop these activities, and this would allow the animals, you know, live in peace and beat extinction. Also, restitution. By criminalizing those who mistreat animals, organizations and individuals like the Irish Red Cross and the Ghana Wildlife Society, who incur expenses from taking care of mistreated animals, would be able to, you know, make money from that so that they can take care of the animals. Also, to round off, recognizing changing values by...
Thank you. Well, Lagos, this is a quarterfinal match, and you have heard the motion supporter. The motion being that people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. You will now hear the motion opposer, Kaba Theophilus. Your 3 minutes start now.
Viewers and listeners, please imagine a courtroom where the accused stands neither for theft or assault against a human, but rather a mere practical decision against an animal. The complexity of our legal system has taught us that practicality and compassion must coexist, and not every action should be judged a crime. But where are my manners? I have to give honor to the fine bellies. Good day, esteemed moderator, impeccable juries, meticulous timekeeper, admirable contender, viewers and listeners, both home and abroad, good day. Kaba Theophilus speaking, a proud student of Red Crystal School, currently in SSU, and I'm here to firmly demote the motion, which states people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. For a more futuristic and sustainable society, the sentimental attachment with the lower species has to be one guided and put in the context of evaluation. Join me as I harmonize with this baffling point of mind to begin with prioritization of human crimes. The legal system has limited resources. Therefore, these resources should be used to boost other societal issues, not only mistreatment of animals and also human crimes. Therefore, these resources should be used adequately to fight other human crimes and even make the legal system more strong in our society, not slightly like the degree of severity. What do I mean now? According to statistics, over 80% of animal cruelty cases weren't really about extreme cruelty, but rather mere neglect. So therefore, before any law is being imposed, we have to get the degree of severity and the differentiate with it. Moving on to my next one, with the cultural evolution. We see today, okay, we are in Christmas, right? We see that it's animal to kill fowls, right? But that's the culture. It's a belief that we have inherited to do by our ancestors. Why? Because we know that these animals, God has given us dominion over them. Therefore, if this ability is given unto us, and if this right is implemented on the animals, it can actually decrease our cultural heritage. Moving on to my next one, rehabilitation over criminalization. According to Mahatma Gandhi, he said, punishment without rehabilitation is no justice. So therefore, why will you punish someone without giving them the ability to change, without giving them the ability to educate themselves and even see the bright thing in what you are saying and your perspective? Moving on to my next one, the psychological and mental consideration. According to a statistics, over 60% of people who engage themselves in animal cruelty, what happens to them? They are mentally deranged. So therefore, instead of actually criminalizing them or putting them on trials, why can't we make sure that the mental and the therapeutic therapeutic infrastructure and other therapeutic avenues are created for these mental people to get better help and mental advice, not knowing that the lack of enforceability. According to statistics, only 10% of people who were cruel to animals were actually convicted. Why? Because of lack of evidence. Therefore, why we enforce a law when it can be manipulated, it can be malwired, it can be used to even convict people who are innocent? This is just wrong and it's not good for society, not slowing down the corporate accountability. Instead of holding individuals down, why can't we go to the corporations that normally do this in terms of biodiversity laws, instead of holding individuals who just get pets just for fun, and other individuals some respect? Okay, let's look at today. So the ecosystem can also have animal cruelty. We see today many chickens outside, rain falls on them. Can we call that animal cruelty? No, it's because of the environment itself is cruel. Moving on to my next point, which is alternate solutions. Instead of even criminalizing them, why can't we make alternate solutions like education, even finding of these people and other things? Thank you.
Lagos, you wanted a fiery match. You are definitely getting that today, Femi.
Most certainly. The opening salvos by, Thorough Boy, Theo, and of course, Claire Eyed Mika. We don't know what to expect in the rebuttals, but these two individuals are taking notes and they're getting set, trying to dissect each other's opening statements. It will be interesting. And to the judges, I would say, well, all the best, guys. Let's see how this one goes. Let's take a short break.
Yes.
As soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, rebuttal.
That's right, rebuttal.
I would reckon that rebuttals would commence
with the motion opposer.
With the motion opposer.
That's right.
Let's hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is the festive season. And the one brand that is looking to help you celebrate in the most efficient and enjoyable way possible is Buka Hot. Yes, get ready for an unforgettable celebration this festive season, because Buka Hot is firing up the excitement with the sizzling outdoor catering services it has on offer this season. Buka Hot brings you a buffet extravaganza, an outdoor bar serving up refreshing vibes, as in drinks, ladies and gentlemen. A suya and grill stand firing up all the flavors, and a mala spot for that authentic Naija experience. Emergency bookings for those who have spontaneous moments where they need food, for bulk orders for your hungry squad, and so on and so forth. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Buka Hot is not just catering. They are creating moments that will last. Yes, for you and for everyone that you love. And the best part about it is that it is all at your fingertips. Simply pick up your phone and dial 0700-055-0055 or slide into Buka Hot's WhatsApp with the number 0812
882-6279. Let Buka Hot make your celebration an unforgettable experience. Thank me when you find out it is for real.
Would you like a, and I beg to differ, contest to usher in 2024? If you would, then reach out, come sponsor, come partner with us. It would be nice to start 2024 with, and I beg to differ, debate. But you know what to do if you need to get in touch. You're listening now and you're wondering, why did we not jump on this? When can we have the next one? We can have that conversation. The contacts once again.
That's 0703498-4352. The number again is 0703498-4352. Or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Right. So we go back to the debates, and it's time now for the rebuttals.
It is indeed time for the rebuttals, and we will start with the motion opposer. The motion, Lagos, is that people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. Kaba Theophilus, you are the motion opposer. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, moderator, for this wonderful opportunity. As they say, opportunity comes but once, but I'm privileged to have it twice. Join me as I use it judiciously. Join me. Now, to begin, we said sentient beings. So you said if you give animals the right, you are recognizing them as sentient beings. But don't you know that these animals are also risk to us? We see today, if we gave a lion the right to have, like if someone is cruel to him, possibly the person will get criminalized. But are you not thinking about the lion's perspective too? Because if the lion also harms a human, is he going to go to court and start trialing for a human case? No, of course, because this is not even logical and it's preposterous. Moving on to my next one.
Just a moment. I'm going to pause your timer now. Okay. Please adjust your mic. Make sure you're speaking directly into the mic, okay? You're putting it down, but you're pull it up a bit. Fantastic. Yes, that's much better. I am now resuming your timer.
Now, okay. You said next one, you said animal cruelty. But let me tell you, it's not really animal cruelty. It's just neglect. And that's the problem. They should educate them more about how to take care of an animal instead of actually criminalizing them or putting them on trials. We see that almost 80% of the cases thought about animal cruelty were about neglect rather than extreme cruelty. So why are we criminalizing innocent people who don't just know the way and they need someone to put them in the right path? Also, you said promotion of responsibility. How will it promote responsibility when everyone will be scared to have a pet? If you give animals the right, it will actually make stigmatization of these animals. It can even decrease our biodiversity. Also, you said stigmatization of cruelty, but it cannot lead to stigmatization of cruelty, rather ethical dilemmas, because when you give them the right, it can even change the perspective. We actually see today, when India implemented this animal rights to a particular animal species, cow, to namely, what happened? After some time, they changed it that the river itself should have rights. So if this thing is going to be implemented, it's going to change its perspective, change its reason for even bringing that, and it will just lead to ethical dilemmas and other riots. Also, it said it reduces animal trafficking. But I beg to differ. Why do you say? Because of if you are saying it reduces animal trafficking, are you not considering those who are even scared to get animals due to these trials? Because if you give animals the right, it can actually decrease our survival. Okay, what is going to happen if you give an animal the right, like chicken, having read that you must not be cruel to him, that means from now on nobody's going to have chicken again, because chicken is on the main course. And other animals, you said that they normally poach elephants, but let me tell you, I'm seeing your clothes now, clothing you're wearing, but can I say that your clothes is gotten from sheep cutting? And you may say that the sheep cutting is gotten easily, but no, it's also a bit, they are mechanized and they know how to do it. It's not cruelty, it's just a proper way of doing things. Moving on, you said it can mitigate extinction. How will it mitigate extinction? According to your statistics, there are more tigers in Texas than there are in the world. Well, you may say as your first perspective, you may say it's cruelty, but it's not, because of the tigers in the wild, the environmental hazard are killing them. Therefore, Texas decided to actually capture the tiger, let them breed properly, and actually grow with this particular perspective. Now, the tigers are growing rapidly in Texas, and due to this, extinction is mitigated, not because of any criminalization, not because of any policy, but rather because of proper thinking. Thank you.
All right.
That's right. You've heard from Kaba Theophilus. He is the motion opposer. The motion is that people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. You will now hear from the motion supporter, Claire Mika. Please endeavor to speak directly into your microphone. You can see the way I'm speaking directly into the mic. It makes for better hearing, you know, for the audience as well as for us. Claire, your 3 minutes start now.
My name is Claire Mika, and I'm going to refute some of the points my opponent made in his presentation round. So you said prioritizing human crimes, but then I'll have you know that these human crimes happen as a result of things that happen at the grassroots. Like, for instance, if there is disputes between human beings, then they would be forced to take on these, like, take out their anger, you know, like your mom said something that you didn't like and you see like an animal, you can decide to go and kick it. That's as a result of the lack of interpersonal relationships between us. So it's actually from the human beings themselves. So it starts from the bottom. You have to ensure that you treat animals right so that this, you know, courtesy and compassion can extend to human beings, which would in turn eradicate the human crimes that you're talking about. Then you said no revenue. As I mentioned in my presentation round, restitution. Those organizations that take care of animals would be able to be restituted through civil penalties and asset liquidation. That's when you criminalize somebody who has mistreated an animal. Then mere neglect. I'll let you know that it takes several drops to build an ocean. If somebody hits you once, they are most likely to do it again. So would we wait for all these animals to become extinct before we finally act on the mistreatment? Then God has given us dominion over animals. I completely agree with you. I love meat myself. But then even God said that we have to kill them in a way that doesn't completely harm them. Like the Jews, they have to, before they eat an animal, it has to be kosher. That's like killed in a way that doesn't, you know, harm the animal. Then giving rehabilitation. So by, some people are like resistant to education. When you tell them actions, like experience is the best teacher. If they go through those criminal consequences, then they would, like, the chances of them being cruel to animals would be slim. Then, it is the same institutions who have to take care of animal rights, that take care of racism, and other like gender equality issues. It is the same institutions. So when they see that the public is serious about things that concern animals, then they would extend the same seriousness to, you know, fighting human crimes. And it would just make the world a better place. And then you said the ecosystem is harsh on these animals. I'll have you know that animals have the gift of adaptation. Wherever they are put, they would be able to adapt. So a harsh ecosystem doesn't really. And then fining. So they are giving minuscule fines of like $500. If somebody is fined $500 for mistreating an animal, they are most likely to do it again because some people see $500 as nothing. And thank you.
So brilliant. We're done with the rebuttal rounds now between Theophilos Kaba and Claire Mika. We are left only with the closing rounds, Yvonne.
That's right. It is now time for the closing rounds. Should we give the kids a breather?
I think we should.
Okay, then. Lagos, we'll take a very short break. And when we come back, you will hear the closing rounds. Stay here.
Lagos, I know I'm not the only one who gets worried or bothered about getting quality pre-owned gadgets or accessories, especially when I'm trying not to break the bank in getting a brand new one, if you know what I mean. And if you have that same concern, then you'll be interested in the gist I'm about to give you, okay? And this one is coming from Obiwizi, Nigeria's e-commerce platform for pre-owned gadgets. Lagos, with Obiwizi, it's quality guaranteed. And the part that calms me is that it comes with a warranty. Yes, Lagos, they are Nigeria's home for gadgets with warranty, where you can purchase all your favorite gadgets and quality accessories both brand new and pre-owned. So you see, you have nothing to worry about. Obiwizi has got your back. And guess what? You can also trade in your older devices to newer models in a simple and convenient way. So if or whenever you decide to sell off your device to meet that important cash obligation, then Obiwizi is definitely your guide. And you don't have to worry about delivery because Obiwizi delivers nationwide with offline and pickup stores in Ikeja, Lekki, Abuja and Benin. So don't waste time. Call Obiwizi today on 0813-943-5241. 0813-943-5241. Or you can visit their website at www.obiwizi.com. That is obiwizy.com. Or you can send them an email at info@obiwizi.com. That is info@obiwizi.com. You can also reach out to them on social media. Yes, they are there. On X, you can find them at Obiwizi, that's Obiwizy in small letters, but they're temporarily not available on Instagram due to the activities of scammers and impersonators. So please, Lagos, watch out for any fake page. Remember, Lagos, if you need to purchase your favorite gadgets or accessories, whether brand new or pre-owned, Obiwizi is your guy.
The talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.
Indeed, let us talk. And Theophilos and Claire have got 3 minutes of talk time left.
That's
in this
right.
Quarterfinal debate.
Hmm.
And afterwards, well, it's up to the judges.
That's right. The topic is the people who mistreat animals should be tried like criminals. You've heard the presentation and rebuttal rounds from both Kaba Theophilus and Claire Maker. Claire Maker is the motion supporter. Kaba Theophilus is the motion opposer. We will now begin the closing round with the motion supporter. Claire. Your 3 minutes start now.
The boys throw stones at frogs for fun, but the frogs die in earnest. On a final note, my name is Claire Mika, and I'm going to state a few more points to finally drag you over to my side of the fence. The first point is increased report. So when individuals see that those who mistreat animals are being held criminally accountable, then they would be compelled to report more cases of animal mistreatment, and this would cause the authorities to react faster, keeping our animals safe. In addition, legitimacy of animal rights. From 2005 to 2015, 13,862 people were found guilty for being cruel to animals, and 92% of them were able to avoid being punished at all. But then by criminalizing those who mistreat animals, the legitimacy of animal rights, like animal rights, will be able to be reinforced in the society. Then justice for animals. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 8. Speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves, and ensure justice for those who are being crushed. On this note, it is our duty to ensure that we advocate for animals, seeing as they can't advocate for themselves. Furthermore, prevention of escalation. In a recent case, Robert Thompson and Jan Van Abels would shoot pigeons with air rifles and tie rabbits to railways and watch them get killed before they went on to kill a toddler in 1993. Now, if they had been arrested or criminalized for engaging in such cruel acts towards these animals, then the life of that toddler would have been saved. Furthermore, prevention of recidivism. In a recent case, Idaho workers kicked, stomped on, and beat dairy cows at a farm, and they got minuscule fines of $500. Now, with such a minimal punishment for something so cruel, they would do it again in a heartbeat, seeing as to them, $500 might be nothing. But then if we criminalize them, the chances of them repeating such cruelty towards animals is slim. Then emphasis on extinction. Now, you said that they wouldn't be extinct, like it won't cause extinction because it's just minimal, you know, mistreatment to the animals. But then I would emphasize that 16,000 dogs die each year as a result of dog fighting, which is an organized crime. So by ensuring that we, you know, cut off people and ensure that they are held criminally accountable as soon as they mistreat these animals, then they would be compelled to stop, you know, further things like organized crime and this dog fighting towards animals.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right, Lagos.
Okay, I guess some of us were taken aback because we were expecting more from there.
Oh, well, I mean, she did use up her time. She had just 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah. Thank you. Fair. We'll take it.
Okay, Lagos, it is now time to hear from the motion opposer. Mm-hmm. It is time for him to close his argument.
Yep.
Kaba Theophilus, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, moderators, for this wonderful opportunity to show that my opponent's point still has some flaws and show that my points still have validity. Firstly, I would like to raise the point, which is legal precedent. By giving animals this right, we're actually leading to an ethical dilemma and legal precedent. What do I mean? This can actually lead to inability to differentiate between human rights and animal rights. If we give a lion the rights of a human, or let's say if we give animals this right, we may not be able to differentiate between our rights and their rights, therefore making us equal, and this equality won't bring any profit. Move to our next point, it's corruption. Now, if you give animals this right, it can even lead to higher corruption. We see today politicians always want to look for a way to actually make their candidates, okay, let's see, look bad in the people's eyes. So why can't this animal rights be a way for them to do that? It can even be lead to higher corruption rates in our country. Moving on to my next point, is the potential legal overreach. Expanding criminal trials for animal abusers can lead to potential legal overreach. What do I mean? But because it can lead to a slippery slope. What do I mean? It can actually lead to people being unable to differentiate between severe crimes and minor crimes. Okay, I accidentally matched my dog's tail, and a person intentionally matched a dog's tail. Now they are both the same crimes, but there is no way to prove which did it before and which did it intentionally or mistakenly. But both of them have to be criminalized, because according to this law or this policy you are bringing up, this is how it should be done. Moving on, it can also cause ethical consideration. This can lead to many things in terms of ethical consideration. Let's look at India. When they first implemented this animal rights for cows, now many people thought that the animal rights was going to be good. Many people thought that it would bring a lot of equality, but they didn't see it from the farmer's side. From the farmer's side, they said that their profits were even diminishing every day. Why? Because they couldn't kill it properly. They had to save some place, burn some, do some offerings. And this is just wrong. This is just causing our society to even depreciate. Now, I would like to go and report some of the points you made. You said you can report with this. But let me beg to differ by saying that if you are constantly reporting, okay, you can report, right? You see me shooting, hitting a frog with a stone. You report me, right? Now, what makes me... What can I do to get revenge back? Okay, what can I do to pay you back? Okay, I can also lie that I saw you kicking a dog. Now, there's no proof you can bring to me that I'm lying, because there's no evidence. That's why this policy is not enforceable. I mean, it cannot be implemented. We have to be corrected about that. Also, you said speak up for those who can't speak. Okay, you said that the animals can't speak, but let me correct you on something. Hit a dog and tell me it won't react. Hit a stranger, hit. We see today, many people today, according to a research done by a 6-year-old boy, was eaten by his family's dog. No matter how much you train them, they are still wild. Meaning that they can speak for themselves. They still have their instincts. They still have everything that makes them adaptable to their society, as you said. Therefore, meaning that they should not be given rights. They should be given containment. Thank you.
Well, 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 Lagos.
And so this debate is over. It was a beautiful debate. Lots of lessons learned. And we'll take those. The judges are dotting their I's, crossing their T's.
Mm.
And in a bit, we'll know what their determination is as regards who was more impressive in that debate, who won that debate.
Right. I picked up a few errors that I'd like to correct. Mm-hmm. I'll start with you, baby girl. I don't know why I keep calling you baby girl, Claire. It's dairy, okay, not diary. You said diary. It's dairy. When you're referring to cows, right? The ones that produce milk. It's dairy, not diary. I know that it's a bit confusing because, you know, they're almost spelt alike, but it's dairy, okay? And Kaba, you step on. You don't match, okay? So yeah. Step on. All right?
Yeah, that's just us speaking pidgin. Eh? That's pidgin. It's not English. It's the thing off me.
Yeah. So you step on, all right?
And you said it twice. So I was like, okay.
Well, so, well done to you too. This has been such a match.
Let me just add, okay. Again, one of the things, because everything is a learning curve. You know, there is a discipline that comes with the use of a microphone, where you need that consistency. You need to keep a consistent distance from your microphone. I saw that you struggled with it a whole lot, Theophilos. You were constantly going off mic. And I noticed at a point, Yvonne had to stop the clock just to get you. But you still struggled, even in your closing, a whole lot. You will go off mic. And what that does is it gets in the way of what you're trying to do. And then people struggle to hear you on occasion. But that's not to take anything away from the quality that you've brought into this debate. I understand that sometimes it's just a pressure, even as musicians. Musicians and stage performers, they have a microphone discipline. So much so that if they are performing and they have to fall to the ground, they still maintain the same, equidistance from their mouth, in terms of the microphone. So that will help you. Think about that.
That's right, Lagos. We are still waiting on the judges. And while we do, we might as well maybe take a few reactions. What
yes,
do you think, Femi?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's
on
see.
On social media.
That's right. Let's see what WhatsApp has for us here. I see this one that says, good afternoon, Yvonne and Mr. Femi and our esteemed panel of judges. Today's debate has clearly shown that these students have realized that they are at a crucial stage of the debate. Hence the long-sought, fiery, feisty and top-notch performance required to birth a star this year. Thanks to the duo for giving us all a good run for our money this afternoon. Wishing the best debater best of luck. And Nigeria Info, thanks for bringing out the best in these kids. Our sponsors, thanks a million, thanks a bunch for giving us your support in raising future leaders. Claire, please watch it. Don't be caught off guard. To everyone that made a better day for possible, I say gracias muchas. This is from Mrs. Oboli, all the way from Ikorodu.
And to you, I say très bien, merci. And I also say grazie. Grazie. In Italian.
Okay. This one says, I hope the Nigerian government and officials are listening to this. Most of the lawmakers, this is what they should be debating in the house rather than going there and slipping off. Great debate, great students. It's all right. It's all right.
We're proud of them too.
We are. So yeah. Immensely proud of these two. Don't worry. I see that you're both holding your breath. I see Kaba eyeballing you like,
Yvonne. Okay. It is time.
Decision time. Ugh. All right, Lagos, let's do this.
I'd like to start with the scoring of the chief judge, Dr. Chike Mbadiche. See, I wait the final entry.
That's right.
Of Judge Ishoma, I guess.
We're waiting for Judge Ishoma.
Brilliant. So, Chief Judge, for the presentation round, Claire, 18 points. Theo, 17. Rebuttal rounds. Claire, 8.5. Theo, 14. Closing round. Claire, 13 points. Theophilus, 9. Style. Claire, 7.5. Theophilus, 7. For a total of 47 points to Claire Mecca and 47 points to Kaba Theophilus.
Now that's a tie. And I see that the judges actually all seem to agree that it is, quite close.
Yep.
That brings me to Judge Amma Ekove's scorecard. For presentation, she awarded 16.5 to you, Theophilus. And to Claire, she awarded 18.5. For rebuttal, she awarded 15 points to you, Theophilus. And 13 points to Claire. For closing, 9 points, beg your pardon, to Theo and 13 points to Claire. For Style, you both tied at 7 points. With a total of 47.5 to you, Theo, and 51.5 to you, Claire.
Wow. Interesting. Where do we go from here? Let me go to Barrister Ishioma's scorecard. 4. George Ishioma's scorecard for the presentation rounds. Claire, 13. Theophilus, 13. Rebuttal rounds. Claire, 6. Theophilus, 8. Closing rounds. Claire, 10. Theo, 8. For Style, Claire, 9. Theophilus, 8. A 1-point swing, 38 to 37 in favor of Claire Mecca.
And it's pretty close on Judge Ufoma's scorecard as well. Why on God's green earth am I shivering? I do not know why. But anyway, Lagos, for presentation, Judge Ufoma awarded 21.5 points to Claire and 20 points to Kaba. For rebuttal, 7 points to Claire and a whopping 15 points to Kaba Theophilus. For closing, 8 points to you, Kaba, and 16 points to Claire. For Style, Judge Ufoma awarded 8 points to Claire and 7 points to Kaba Theophilus, with a total of 52 to 50 in favor of Claire.
Which brings us to the grand total. There is a pattern. All the judges gave it to one of the debaters, but in every case, by an ultra slim margin. Even the chief judge had it as a draw. The final result, 183.5 to Theophilus Kaba and 186.5 to Claire Mecca. Congratulations, Claire.
Claire, this was quite close. This was quite close. Kaba, oh, you should see the comments coming from the judges right now. And I'd like to read a comment from Judge Ishioma. She says, man, I feel bad for them both. They were so awesome. Okay? Judge Ngbe Adichie says, it was an interesting match. Judge Ufoma said, Claire almost lost it at rebuttals and Kaba lost it at closing. So you see, it was really close, but you know what they say. There will always be one winner. And Kaba, look, you have fans already. You can see they're already calling because they want to know what on God's green earth happened. But it is a match.
The judges noticed, Theo, that you repeated your points in
that's
your closing.
Right, in your closing round.
And then it affected the number of points you could at the rebuttals, because it was very clear to me that you won the rebuttals.
That's right.
I thought Claire was talking from time space continuum and she couldn't get up.
That's right.
And I really thought that Claire edged
the closing,
the opening.
Okay.
I thought she edged it.
I think she did as well, and I think she also edged the closing.
But the rebuttal went
clearly to Kaba.
Yes, and I thought it was going to go down to the closing.
I honestly thought it was going to go down to a tie.
Yeah.
I was rooting for a tie so that they would switch sides and debate.
Yes, and as Judge Ufoma noted, the repetition of points and all of that, I think Claire had a strategy the number of points she reeled out in her closing comments. And I've seen her choke before in her closing comments. Mm. I think she's learned from that.
Oh, she has thoroughly learned from that.
But take pride in what you've done here. You are a worthy debater wherever you go. And we are proud.
Immensely proud of you, Kaba.
Thank you. Let's quickly take some phone calls.
Okay.
Let's just hear from you guys.
Hello. Hello, good evening to you. Oh, sorry about that. Hello.
Hello, Fama.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Go on.
Good evening.
Yes, please.
Yeah, your people are awesome. I love the way you've analyzed this debate because even I was confused.
Mm.
1 point and there's some inches to get this result. It's not easy.
Yeah.
I give it to the judges.
In fact, I applaud
them. Awesome. That's the simple truth I give to the judges.
Thank you.
But left for me, two of them are winners.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is simple truth.
We completely agree.
The presentation, the closing remark, two of them are awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
But my brother, the judges has the guide already. Now, I give it to the judges.
I agree with you.
The way you analyze to two of them, for them to not to feel bad.
That's right.
But this is a battle. This is a battle. It's not a debate. It's a battle.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
A worthy battle.
All right. Mm. Hello? Oh, hello. You're not there. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening to you. Welcome.
Well, I don't know. I just think is wrong. It's really...
I know. I'm so sorry. Just drink some water. You'll be fine, okay? Don't worry.
Razor thin margins. Razor thin margins.
Just 3 points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Difference of 3 points.
Let's see. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes.
Why are you calling the female line?
Please, because that program is too interesting that I can't miss it. I want to thank two people for this. Yvonne, please. I did suggest the other time that these guys should be given something from quarterfinal. They are too much.
Yeah, they always get presents. They always do. But thank you so much. Can we squeeze in one last call?
Do.
Hello?
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 Hi. Yes, please.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening, everyone. This was such a beautiful debate.
Indeed.
Like, I'm literally, yes, for Theophilus. I wish you really won. Oh, my God. Congratulations to Claire. She did so well.
Thank you.
Come in every time to say, I will have you know.
Thank you so much. We have to let you go now.
Yes.
We have to let you go now.
And once again, we applaud our judges. It wasn't easy. It's not every time I come out to say I agree with the decision.
Mm.
It was razor thin. I wasn't surprised because the judging was going the same way it was going in my head. And it could have swung either way.
Way.
But I think that was just enough. Congratulations
indeed.
To Claire. All the best.
Step
to
into
Theo.
A world where every piece has a tale to tell. Welcome to Ekwomashe, the December edition. Join us on a night of immersive shopping and exploration where handmade treasures and unforgettable memories await with an absolute
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.